This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, hosts Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. You see him everywhere. BattleBots, the NFL Network. He's our buddy Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Outstanding.
And you?
Andy, there wasn't a lot of vim and vigor behind that.
Have you watched our baseball team play? Did you see what happened to the Blue Jackets happened in the last couple of days?
Yeah. So, I get it. I'm with you. I'm here to help. My 12 minutes of therapy begins now. You're on the clock.
Go. Good. Here we go.
Dr. Rose.
First of all, one run, three games against starting pitching that really isn't, you know, very good. Eric Swanson, Ivan Nova, and Lucas Giolito. And even though he's a top prospect, he hasn't really shown a whole lot yet. What do you do if you're the Indians? I have four choices here, and I'll roll those out to you. But before we get to those, your general thought about what's going on right now?
It's hideous, and there's one really good team ahead of us. It's I don't know how closely people have watched the Twins. I liked what they did in the offseason. Some people felt like they made too many hire for gun signings. Basically, or gun for hire signings. Sorry about that. I'm a little foggy this morning. Nelson Cruz got a 1-year deal. CJ Crone, Jonathan Scope, all guys that have had immense power, but they only brought him in for 1 year. And sometimes that can be dangerous. And it hasn't exactly worked for the Twins over the last several years. But I liked what they've got up there, the lengthening of the lineup. Jake Odorizzi has really pitched well and has become a solid number two behind Berrios. And they're not going anywhere. So the question is, what do we do? I think you evaluate for the next month. I give it to the middle of June to really see where this team is. And if you feel like it ain't going, then you have to pivot. So I give them a month.
What's the pivot?
The pivot is probably making guys available. And it's not going to be fun. It's not what we want to say. I know that ownership said, hey, listen, I'm comfortable with our franchise the way it is. I will take our four starting pitchers in October and go into battle at any point, which I get. But this lineup is bottom five or six right now in baseball. It's just not good.
Yeah, we expected that, though. Which is terrible.
I don't know if we expected terrible. I think we expected right around average. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were like, okay, Jose had a bad couple months. Okay, Lindor, once he comes back. Okay, maybe Kipnis in his final year of his deal gets it going. Really, there hasn't been a lot of dependability anywhere, right? I mean, the outfield has been atrocious. They've tried all sorts of combinations, and we knew that that was the weak part. We knew that the catching wasn't great, but, man, when your MVP candidate at third has been hitting around 200, and, Kip doesn't have a bomb, and, it's a weak lineup in a year where we're seeing home runs at an astronomical rate. They just aren't delivering, and when they do, there's nobody on. So that makes it difficult.
All right, I was just saying, just following up on the pivot question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the value on this team? Who are the value players? Santana?
Brad Hand's very – no, Brad Hand is very valuable.
Okay.
Very valuable. Bauer's an interesting one, just because next year you're going to have to pay him 20. And if you don't quite know him and get who he is, there's that side of it all. I mean, I think he's great. I think he's fascinating. And with the exception of the other day, he's been a pretty damn good pitcher the last year plus. Mm-hmm. So those guys are extremely valuable. You know, the rest of it, I mean, you can't say Santana. He's $20 million. I mean, he's a good player, but that's a big price tag for somebody who's not going to hit you 35 bombs and, you know, have a 420 on base percentage. He's a good, solid player, but that's a lot of dough. So, and then the elephant in the room is, you know, what they do with Lindor, and we've talked about that several times.
Chris Rose joining us. So your bottom line is give it a month. You're still willing to be patient for another month.
Well, you know, you even have more time, but I think within a month, you can't say, well, listen, we've had injuries. I mean, that stuff doesn't matter. Look at what the Yankees are doing, guys. I mean, they trotted out a lineup for 2 weeks where, I mean, I felt like it was the Indians of the early 80s at times. I was like, God, what's going on here? And they were winning ball games.
Yeah.
So you can't – there are no excuses. The little engine that could up there in the Bronx has shown us that. So let's put all that to the side. It's just the guys we got have got to play better. I know we're all pining for Oscar Mercado to come up here, and I don't quite get it. But, you know, is that going to change the dynamic of a team the way that Yasiel Puig changed the Dodgers when he arrived in 2013 or whatever year it was? I mean, I don't think so, but maybe.
But when you talk about Mercado and you say you're pining for the fact that we all want him, or pining for the reason that they're not sending him up?
No, I mean, you want him.
Yeah, I want him. Okay, I just want to make sure. I was just trying to figure out.
Yeah, because, like, what outfielder makes you say he's got to be in the lineup every day?
None.
Is there one?
No.
None.
I'd almost lean Carlos Gonzalez based on history.
We don't play the game. Everybody always says, check the back of the baseball card. That's the most tired thing ever. I don't, that's ridiculous. Like, I get it that there are highs and lows in a season, and eventually we get to a six-month average. But, man, your eyes, don't be lazy and just use the narrative that, oh, I'll rely on the past. That's how you fall behind in business and in sports business. It's a bad way to go.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network. So let's go ahead, put your plan in place. You wait a month. That month comes and goes. If you're the front office, are you doing A, making a minor deal or two, B, making a major deal or two, or C, giving the young guys a shot, keeping your fingers crossed, and standing pat?
Well, like I said, I would definitely, you know, what would make you happy this year as an Indians fan? Let's start with that. What would be a successful season for you based on where we've been the last several years? What would be it?
Playoffs. Advancing past the first round.
Well, okay, you're right. So how good did you feel last year when you made the playoffs and then got booted in three games?
No, I felt good when they made it, and then I was just like, God, what are we doing here? I mean, it just sucked.
So, you know, the expectations with each team are different. Like with the Browns, yes, there's the Super Bowl talk and all that, but let's be honest. As a Browns fan, if we are playing the first weekend in January, aren't we just going crazy, right?
Absolutely.
And the rest is gravy?
Correct.
So where are you with the Indians right now? Is it just good enough to win the division for four straight year, or are you like, I'm not going to be happy until we win it all, right?
But Chris, I don't know that you can – to me, baseball especially, you get to the playoffs – and then you see what happens, because 162 tells you something. Anything can happen in a series.
I'm with you, but that doesn't change your expectation. I'm asking, what do you hope for? Don't use your practical brain. What is the hope every year? Like, if you were to ask Browns fans right now, what would you be happy with at the end of the season? Most people aren't going to say, hey, winning the Super Bowl.
No, they're going to say getting to the playoffs and winning a game in the playoffs. You're 100% right.
Probably just even getting in.
That would do it for me, Chris.
Right. So that's my point, is that the Indians have unfortunately almost become a victim of their own success over the last several years. So if you don't feel like you can win it all, then you have to look at yourself, look at your team, and say realistically, listen, we just watched Miller, Cody Allen, Brantley, Josh Tomlin, who's actually been a nice surprise in Atlanta. Josh Donaldson all leave, all just walk out the door for compensatory picks, and made no play to really seriously bring any of them back. So you know that kind of the direction you're heading. Just speed up the process. That's all.
So, again, the window to you then closes in a month, or is wide open in a month.
I'd probably give it 6 or 7 weeks. I really think that by the beginning of July, because things are different this year. We have a singular trade deadline in baseball, not 2 months. So
right.
You have to make all your moves by July 31st, which means that teams are going to start poking around. I think you're going to see some major June deals, unlike years past.
What could Brad Hand bring you in a trade?
Well, he's controllable for this year and next year, I believe. And he's throwing the ball great. I mean, he's really looked good. So, you know, teams need bullpen help. He can pitch anywhere. He doesn't have to be a closer. That's the bullpens of your fathers, and I guess of us growing up. That's the way they utilize guys. We saw it with Andrew Miller in 2016. If I need major outs in the fifth inning of a playoff game, I'm putting my best guy out there. So he can pitch anywhere. He's comfortable with it. Good dude. He fits right in. I think he could get you something substantial. I mean, let's take a look at what closers have gotten over the years, right? Aroldis Chapman got dealt to Chicago. That cost the Cubs Gleyber Torres. You know, that's a pretty good deal.
Chris, I want to switch over to football for a second. Let's grade Baker Mayfield's performance at the Kentucky Derby. What'd you give that? I thought it was he did a nice job with the microphone, standing out there in the rain, and really he got all the riders up on their horses. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's a Super Bowl-worthy performance.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Baker has enjoyed his time in the limelight. There's nothing that Baker does that surprises me anymore. So I wish he'd stop fueling Colin Cowherd, but that's okay. He can fire back at him if he wants to. It's all good. That's what drives him, man. He's entertaining. He's great. He's exactly what we needed in that building. And so I'm going to say little wrong about Baker Mayfield other than the beard. I think needs a little trimming occasionally. But other than that, he's been great.
Grooming tips from Chris Rose. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. But,
right? I mean, there's days where it just looks a little unkempt.
A little shaggy. Like,
it just doesn't look comfortable. That's all. I want my quarterback to be as comfortable as he can be, whether he's in the pocket or rolling at Churchill Downs.
Whatever. That's fabulous.
Chris, do you think the overtime rules are going to get changed?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so.
And you like it?
No, I mean, I was fine with the way that it's been. I really was, because I think if you can't stop a team from going, you know, 70 yards and getting a touchdown, then that's too bad. I mean, stop them. Hold them to a field goal. Then you'll get the ball back. But I wouldn't... It's not like I'm going to be up on a table going, I can't believe they changed the overtime rules.
That both teams can have the ball twice. That's all.
Yeah, I'm always willing to look at things. I think, gosh, if you're so archaic in your thinking and you can't hear both sides of an argument, shame on you.
Thank you, sir.
That's all we got?
That's all we got, Chris, unless you got something.
I don't think so.
All right.
You know, next week we'll talk about the draft lottery.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
I can't wait. All right, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gang.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Rose joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And Chris, of course, Intentional Talk does a great job with that with Kevin Millar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.